Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, your host here at Newswear Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, May 6th. We are coming off a sharp sell-off to end this first week of May. Yesterday, the Dow tumbled more than 1,000 points, the NASDAQ fell nearly 5%, and the S&P 500 sank more than 3.5%, wiping out gains from Wednesday's rally. Bill, let's get into the action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you? Yeah, yesterday was a big down day, and today is still a carryover. We're down 0.37% in the S&Ps. They were down more. They were down, over 0.5%. So they have started to come back a little bit, which is a good sign. Today we have the non-farms payroll coming out. This is a monthly jobs number. It's likely to be positive, showing job creation. That's a positive. But you know, you got to look at these the market, and you know, the 77% of these NASDAQ stocks, they're in a bear market. You look at the Treasury yields; they were pushing north of 3% yesterday. We're also seeing oil; it's continuing to move higher. You know, that EU proposal about banning oil from Russia by the end of the year, it's continuing to weigh on the stocks. I do believe that we'll get over that, because any oil that doesn't go to Asia is going to be going to Europe. And, you know, India is really out there negotiating with Russia to get oil at $70 a barrel. Actually, they want below $70 a barrel. So if that happens, you're going to see, you know, oil prices come down a little bit, because, you know, the supply did increase after yesterday's OPEC meeting. They announced to stick to their plan of 433,000 barrels per day increase in the oil production. The issue is that a lot of these OPEC nations are unable or unwilling to increase their production. But we're looking at crude oil this morning. WTI is at 109.98 a barrel, and Brent crude is at 112.83 a barrel. That's up a little over 1%. You know, you're looking overseas and seeing what happened, in Asia. Tokyo was actually up 185 points, or about 0.7%. Hong Kong, on the other hand, they dropped 3.81%, or 791 points yesterday overnight. London this morning's down about 72 points, or 0.96. Germany is down 200 points, or about 1.5%. So we are seeing weakness in Europe. We are seeing some weakness in the S&Ps this morning. So we look for a lower opening, but that jobless number. And as we get through the day, I think people will start to see, opportunities out there. Key is to remain calm and look for value, Emily.
And it is hard to focus on anything but all the red. However, earnings haven't stopped coming in. So let's take a look at what is going on in terms of earnings action.
Let's take a look. We had DoorDash release last night. DoorDash, they missed by 7 cents, but they did it on higher revenue. And in a growth company, that's okay to miss earnings. You just have to continue to increase your revenue. And that's exactly what they did. That's why the stock is up 4.24% this morning. You're looking at McKesson, that ticker MCK, Michael Charlie Kilo. They missed by 21 cents on higher revenue. But, you know, they gave strong guidance for the full year 2023. You know, stock hasn't opened up for trading yet. We're talking Cloudflare, which is ticker NET, N-E-T, Nancy Edward Tom. They missed their earnings, and, you know, that stock's down 13.4% this morning. Monster Beverage, that's ticker M-N-S-T, Michael, Nancy, Sam, Tom, they missed by 6 cents, but they did it on higher revenue, but it's not enough for that stock because it's down 1.26% this morning. And Block, which is, you know, formerly known as Square, ticker SQ, Sam Quinton, they missed by 3 cents on lower revenue, but that stock is up 4.25%. Now, the reason why they were dropping, you know, they missed by 3 cents on low revenue is because it's reflecting a drop off in Bitcoin revenue, but the all other categories really did show sales growth. So if you look at it in total, you can understand the one factor, which is beyond the company's control. But everything else looks pretty good for Square. Stocks up 4.25%, as I said earlier today. Under Armour, ticker UAA. Uncle Apple, Apple. They missed by 5 cents on lower revenue. That stock's down 19.52% this morning. Cigna, ticker CI, Charlie India. They beat by 83 cents. They did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 1.44% this morning. And let's talk about Dropbox. They beat by 1 cent on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's off 1.14%. Let's talk about some upcoming earnings for Monday. Jones Lang and LaSalle, that's ticker JLL, John Larry Larry. EPS estimates are $2.05, and the expected move here is 7.19%. I don't like the estimates out there. I think, you know, everybody's pretty negative on Jones Lang and LaSalle right now. Tyson Foods, ticker TSN, Tom, Sam, Nancy. Their EPS estimate is $1.83, and the expected move here is 8.86%. Remember, they're dealing with a lot of inflation issues at Tyson Foods. Velvoline, that's ticker VVV, Victor, Victor, Victor. EPS estimate is 48 cents, and the expected move here is 8.87%. XPO Logistics, that's ticker XPO, X-Ray Paul Oscar. Their EPS estimate is 94 cents, and the expected move here is 10.75%. And I'm going to round this off with Ring Central, ticker RNG, Richard Nancy Grace. EPS estimate here is just 34 cents, and the expected move is 16.22%, Emily.
And McKesson was your pick of the day yesterday. I'll remind our listeners, and we'll talk more about that later in the show. Let's shift to economic events. Bill, you did tell us about that jobless claims report. So what should we be watching when it comes to economic events today?
Yeah, the jobless claims is the key report, and that's coming out, you know, 1 hour before the market opens this morning. These non-farm payrolls should show a rise between 380,000 to 400,000. You know, that's after that 431,000 jump in March. So we're expecting the unemployment rate to drop a little and should decline modestly. You look at you look at the ADP private payrolls data that rose 247,000 when they reported on Wednesday. So yeah, there's been a lot of, you know, job growth in the leisure and hospitality sector. So that should be positive. I'm expecting a good print from the jobless claims number. Also at 8:30, we have productivity and costs coming out. But I want to point out there's a lot of Fed speak today. I mean, the calendar is full of Fed speak. You got, you know, Fed Bank President John Williams talking at 9:15 a.m. That's followed by Neel Kashkari of the Minneapolis Fed Bank. He's talking at 11. And then at 3:20 this afternoon, you have the Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. And then at 7:15, you have the St. Louis Fed Bank President Jimmy Bullard and Christopher Waller, two guys from St. Louis who are notoriously, you know, pushing for, they're the biggest hawks on the street. They're notoriously pushing for higher rates. And then at 8 p.m., we're going to be hearing from Fed Bank President Mary Daly as well. So I think that some of this Fed speak could be, you know, a catalyst that could turn this market around. So you want to pay attention to these Fed speaks that are going on today. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic events, Emily.
And Bill, like you said, the Fed speak and the headlines that come out of that could be catalysts for market movement. And at the top of the show, you did remind us in times of chaos to look for value. You're constantly saying, let's look for opportunities in markets like these. And one way to search for that opportunity is to sift through all of the information, all of the data, all of the headlines, so that you're making smart moves and not just going with what everyone else is doing. And you're able to make those smart moves to think clearly and to look for opportunity using your Newswire alerts. And you do that by breaking it down by segment, by sector, by events, by press releases, by Fed speak. And you're able to watch all these things to make your decisions on the trading day. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Well, I'm watching my FANG stocks as normal, just, you know, looking for some opportunity in there. And for the most part, they're trading lower, with the exception of Tesla, which is up 0.23 this morning. So, you know, we do look like we are going to have a lower opening when the market opens this morning. But in terms of news that's behind these headlines, you know, Amazon They're said to be buying 450 megawatts of renewable energy from AES. It's positive for AES, and Amazon gets to say that they're going green. So it works out well for both of them. Here's something on Facebook and Google. Britain will give statutory powers to a new technology regulator so it can enforce pro-competitive rules and prevent tech giants, you know, including Google and Facebook, from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. So the government's trying to step up pressure on, you know, these social media firms. We're just looking at some additional news that is coming out on Tesla out there this morning. You know, they're reportedly ramping up their production at the Shanghai plant. They're looking at everybody to do double shifts at that Shanghai plant so they can meet their second quarter numbers. Moving over to the Dow Jones 30, Johnson & Johnson. The FDA is limiting the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine due to blood clot risks. Not positive for Johnson & Johnson this morning. Boeing moving headquarters from Virginia to Virginia from Chicago to be closer to decision makers. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think that's a big positive for shares of Boeing. Chevron, ticker CVX, you know, you're seeing gains in the stock this morning as oil prices continue to push higher. In terms of merger news, IDT, these guys make those phone cards. They're postponing their spinoff of Net2Phone. Peloton, that's ticker PTON, Paul, Tom, Oscar, Nancy, they're eyeing a stake of a sale of the company of around 15 to 20% of the shares. In terms of guidance news, GDOT, Grace, David, Oscar, Tom, estimates were $2.29 for the year. They just raised them to $2.32 to $2.46. That's a big increase for them. So that's a nice positive. You're looking at the McKesson, ticker MCK. Full year 2022 estimates are $23.10. Company indicated that they feel they're going to be coming in at $22.90 to $23.10. So it's a little light. Cigna, that's ticker CI, Charlie India. Full year 2022 adjusted EPS view is going to be at least $22.60. You know, the consensus, you know, that goes from $22.60 to $22 and the, you know, 70 cents, and the consensus estimate out there is $22.49. So anyway you look at it, that's an uptick. Dropbox, ticker DBX, they see Q2 revenue coming in between $568 million to $571 million, where the consensus estimate is $568.2 million. So really, there's a couple million on the high end there, so that's pretty positive. In terms of shareholders meetings going on this morning, 8 a.m., Diebold, ticker DBD, David Boy David's having their shareholders meeting. That's followed at 9 a.m. by Tenet Healthcare, ticker THC, Tom Henry Charlie. And then at 10 a.m., we have Abiva, ticker ABBV, Apple Boy Boy Victor, Colgate Palmolive, ticker CL, Charlie Larry, and Occidental Petroleum, ticker OXY, Oscar X-Ray Yellow. And then 11 a.m., we have Tupperware doing their annual shareholders meeting. That's ticker TUP, Tom Uncle Paul. In terms of buyback news that I see going on out there, Victory Capital, that's ticker VCTR, Victor Charlie, Tom Richard, they announced a 100 million share buyback. Standex, that's ticker SXI, Sam X-Ray India, they announced a new 100 million share repurchasing plan. Ticker ZG, which is Zillow Group, their board approved a 1 billion share buyback. And Eastman Chemical, that's ticker EMN, Edward Michael Dancy, they entered into an accelerated share repurchasing agreement to purchase 500 million of the stock. Those accelerated share repurchasing announcements are typically good for the stock. So watch your shares of EMN this morning, Edward Michael Dancy. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape on my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today to end this week?
Helios Technologies, its ticker HILO, Henry India Larry Oscar. Earnings are Monday morning. EPS here is 95 cents, and the expected move here is 9.97%. I'm reviewing the comments. The price targets are being raised. The ratings are, all buy and outperform. Those are always positive. Option data really isn't giving me any good look for, the current month, which is the May expiration. But for June, it's very positive. So I do like those option volumes in June. CEO last quarter said our augmented strategy is delivering on accelerated growth, and our goal of $1 billion in revenue by 2023 is in our line of sight. That's a positive. But I look at the stock price, got to get it under 69, 68.50, 68.75. That's really where I'm kind of looking at. Not sure if we're going to hold this into Monday morning, but that's my pick of the day. Ticker HILO, Henry India Larry Oscar, Emily.
And we will watch that along with you today. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping yesterday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Ticker AME, Apple Michael Edward, they just announced a $1 billion share repurchasing authorization. TSA throughput is down 10% versus 2019. That's actually a positive. Nike stock is dropping 1.8% to pace the Dow's pre-market losers. The reason why Nike is dropping is probably because Foot Locker, one of their distributors, did a deal with Adidas, and they're going to be highlighting Adidas shoes as Nike continues to give them less and less production, volume of sneakers. So they're kind of moving over towards the German shoemaker Adidas, which is, fine for Foot Locker, but not good for Nike, ticker NKE. Tesla is reporting to ramp up production at the Shanghai plant. I mentioned that. Goodyear tire, Q1 tire unit volumes, 45 million. That's up 29% year over year. Spotify, ticker SPOT, Sam Paul, Oscar Tom, CEO's buying 50 million in stock with shares in a free fall. Palisades Bio, that's ticker PALI, Paul Apple Larry India. They announced a 2 million registered direct offering. That's going to weigh on the shares. Shares will trade lower on that. Oh, Icon Enterprises, ticker IEP. They released EPS of $1.06, and that beats the estimate of 93 cents. And they did that on much higher revenue, $2.97 billion. Versus 690 million. So yeah, that's nice. Let's see, Wayfair, ticker W, getting a lot of price target reductions this morning, some big ones too. Emily, that's all I'm seeing this morning.
Before we go, Bill, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was McKesson. As we mentioned before, the company reported earnings yesterday, and you gave us a brief look at the company in your earnings rundown. McKesson Corporation reported fiscal Q4 adjusted earnings late yesterday of $5.83 per diluted share. That was up from $5.05 a year earlier. Analysts had been looking for $6.04. Revenue for the quarter ended March 34th. First was $66.1 billion. That's up from $59.14 billion a year earlier. Analysts had projected $63.82 billion. Looking ahead, Bill, you also made this note for full year fiscal 2023. The company said it expects adjusted EPS of $22.90 to $23.60. Analysts had expected $22.93. On yesterday's earnings call, CEO Brian Tyler pointed to the company's 31% growth in adjusted earnings per diluted share. This is when excluding the impacts of attributable to COVID-19 related items and net gains associated with equity investments. He did also address the recent opioid litigation and reiterated the announcement from February of the proposed opioid settlement agreement. Bill, you had anticipated a volatile day in the markets yesterday, and you gave us an entry price of 310. So how did your call work out?
Well, it didn't. I mean, the stock did gain 1% yesterday. I mean, if you look at it, it opened up at $315.67, and it did hit a high of $319.36, which is great. Okay, if you got in at the opening price, that's wonderful. I was cautious here because of the way the market was. I was like, you know what, it's gotta show me some real weakness for me to be excited about it. So I was looking to get in at 310-ish, and it never got down to that low. So there was no trade there for me yesterday. But sometimes not being able to trade when the market's selling off is actually the right move. And with McKesson, hey, good quality stock. That revenue beat was huge, and they've got some really good growth prospects. But at 315, that was a little bit too rich for me, even though it did move 1% higher. I was happy with my 310 entry point, which never happened. So there was no trade there on Thursday.
And Bill, sitting on the sidelines yesterday, may be considered a win given how crazy things were. But we will check in with you on Monday about today's Helios pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some greens.